And you are now tuned to The Cabaret Show here on KGNU. My name is George. Every Tuesday, we bring you live music right here from the KGNU studios. And this week, it's the speaking of baseball, batting cleanup in our Longmont Songwriter series that's been kind of happening over the spring. And wrapping up tonight, we'll have Sandra McDougall. But before we get to your musical dimension, we started off, I think that was back in February, with Foxfeather, followed by Brian Rezac. We had Antonio Lopez, and then about three or four weeks ago, Eric Adrian Gonzalez in here as well. So you'll be playing part of the series. How it works is we've had artists come in and play on Tuesdays, then you'll play at 300 Suns on Sunday afternoon.
That's right.
With Andy Epler, I guess, talking about songcraft and trading songs, going back and forth. And this all culminates with the grand festival. And that's July 26th?
23rd,
yeah. I wrote that down. I will verify that on my phone. But July 23rd, where all y'all will get together.
That's right. And we're going to be recording as well.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. So do check that out if you're interested. You can go to 300sunsbrewing.com for more information about that. But that's what, 5 to 7 p.m.?
5 to 7 p.m. on Sunday. Not sure what time the festival is on the 23rd, yeah. But
hopefully
it
a little
goes
more.
Until 9 o'clock.
Yeah, so with everybody in them. Yeah. And I'll just say it's been really nice having everybody come through and play, just hearing the diversity of voices and styles and performances. So really happy to have with us Sandra McDougall. Go ahead and take it away. We'll have you play three songs, and we'll come back and talk to you.
Thanks, George. Yeah, I just want to say that the group that we have doing this series, they're just a bunch of very talented people, and appreciate the opportunities that the Eplers have given us.
Yeah, kudos to Jessica and Andy Epler of the Prairie Scholars for putting this all together.
So this song's called Lost and Found.
Wanted to know you the first time that I heard your voice. Then when I saw you, I knew I didn't have the choice. I tried hard to tell you the things I feel for you inside. There's so much I could tell you, 'cause I don't know if you realize. You are the one who could turn my faith and love around. You are the one, but don't leave me in the lost and found. I found myself dreaming, you were lying by my side. Found myself hoping that somehow I was on your mind. Don't even know you, but I see so much behind your eyes. There's so much I could show you, but I don't know if you realize. You are the one who could turn my faith and love around. You are the one, but don't leave me in the lost and found. You are the one, there's no need to keep pretending now. You are the one, but don't leave me in the lost and found. No, don't leave me in the lost and found.
And this is a song called Broken Dreams. Whoa. Oh, oh, somebody help me. Running down the boulevard, the boulevard of broken dreams, and everybody thinks I'm crazy. I've been down this road before, my life is splitting at the seams, and everything is getting hazy. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I know you can hear me, I can feel you near me, I'm running through the night, all alone. Brother, can you shield me? Sister, can you heal me? I'm running through the night. I've been down this road before, but that was many years ago. I put my life in mortal danger. I'm walking in the spirit now, his name is written on my soul. I might be strange, but I'm not a stranger. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I know you can hear me, I can feel you near me, I'm running through the night, all alone. Brother, can you shield me? Doctor, can you heal me? I'm running through the night. I actually wrote this about my father when he passed away years ago. We were all getting together for a 50th anniversary party and coming from all over the country, and he passed away 2 days before. And I have two other songwriters in my family, and we all agreed to write a song. I think I'm the only one that actually did. but this is called To Be With You. A change of plan, not unlike a change of weather, tends to catch you by surprise, leave you standing in the rain. It took me years, it's when I finally understand you, then you have to go away, leave us drowning in our tears. I don't know
here on the cabaret this evening. Are kind of life experiences a source of a lot of your songwriting?
I would say yes. Sometimes they aren't. And a lot of times a song will take on a life of its own for the sake of the rhyme.
Right.
You know. And but yeah, my old bass player used to say, if you know want to know about Sandra's life, listen to her songs.
Mm-hmm. So how did you... I guess what's your kind of history as a musician and songwriter? How did that all come together? You mentioned people in your family are songwriters as well.
Yes. I was the fifth child of my parents, and my mom was an entertainer. And I grew up in a white steepled church in New England, and we had a big hall, and we would do plays. I can't even remember the first time I was on stage. And my mom was a ham, and the nut didn't fall far from the tree. And so, I just started writing songs. I think the first song I wrote, I was about 5 years old.
Okay, what was that song about?
Snowflakes.
Okay. Now, I had somebody near years ago who was a songwriter, and she said, I first started writing, around 4 or 5 years old. And I'm like, what were the songs about? And she's like, true love. And I'm like, not like snowflakes or fairies or things that are important too. So she was, romanticizing, I guess modeling the other pop songwriters at the time. But I'm glad it was about snowflakes.
Yeah. Actually, I even remember it. It was, hear them on the window, hear them on the pane. They're not little snowflakes, they're just drops of rain. So I guess it's about some form of precipitation.
Yeah,
so.
That's great. And it rhymes, yeah.
And then I had a band called the Purple Popsicles with my best friend across the street, and we put shows on in our backyard, and so it was in my blood, I guess. And then I have my nephews, who are my peers, basically. They're both fantastic songwriters, one in Massachusetts and one in L.A., so.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about a little bit earlier, actually, I'll come back to the playing solo versus a band question later on, maybe in another break, but I guess, how long have you been in Longmont? Or do you live in Longmont?
I do.
I'm assuming you do, and how long have you been there?
I live in Longmont. I've been here for 19 months, and I was in California for 23 years, but I was raised in the Boston area.
Okay.
So I really love it here. The people are just so friendly and open, and especially the music scene, you know, it's non-competitive, even though there's a huge saturation of musicians here, but you know, everyone's very cool.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That's what I guess that's the ongoing story I, you know, keep hearing from a lot of people and keep seeing as well. What was the coming to Longmont, did you perform in California a lot as well? I guess so, coming from there and coming to Longmont, how was that transitioning from
the
two different communities?
I was outside of Sacramento, so I was in a town of about 10,000 people. So there weren't a lot of places to play right locally. And I have chronic pain issues, so it's not something that I can just focus all of my attention on. But we did, in my other band, we did like the California State Fair, the county fairgrounds, performances, and various clubs and things like that. So
okay, so probably in a less adversarial environment than trying to play around San Francisco or like North Bay area or
Los
Angeles.
It was still pretty competitive, I think. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to say anything against all the wonderful people I know out there, but it was a different scene. It was definitely blues oriented, and I'm not a blues singer, you know, probably because I have more of a Broadway background and choral music. So but I think things are kind of shifting out there a little bit, too. And they're losing a lot of venues in that area. So I'm hoping that there will be some kind of revival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully somebody will facilitate keeping the current venues open or adding more. I know there's other, you know, those issues are happening in Boulder a lot as well, having just good venues for local artists. And tell us a little bit about the Longmont Artist Group.
Oh, it's Left-Hand Artist
Left-Hand
Group.
Left-Hand Artist, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Left-Hand Artist Group.
Well, it's I kind of stumbled upon it, and it has provided this incredible network of talent, various types of artists and musicians and even chefs. So, and
food and music go great together.
Food and music. Yeah. So we get a lot of sponsorship from Left-Hand Brewing Company and Arts Longmont took notice of us, and they are actually incubating us as a nonprofit. So we're going through that process, and we do a show once a month during the summertime. And our next one's coming up on the 18th from 6 to 10 at Instant Imprints in Longmont. There's a loft above the business, and we hang art, and we will have actually the dueling ukuleles and Native Station are going to be playing. And they're, you know, fantastic musicians as well. So it's just, I think it's amazing. And, you know, everybody is in cooperation with each other. And then at the end of the year, we donate money to charity. And it's just been a great experience for me.
Great. So that's Saturday? This coming Saturday?
Yes, this coming Saturday, the 18th. And then, of course, on the 19th, I'm doing the songwriters thing.
Great.
At 300 Sons.
At 300 Sons, culminating with the big music. I'll just keep plugging the big festival on July 23rd at 300 Sons. That's 4 to 9 p.m. with Fox Feather, Brian Rizak, Eric Adrian Gonzalez, and Antonio Lopez, and you, Sandra McDougall.
I should have a band together for that event.
Okay. So you want to play a few more, then we'll talk about bands.
Okay.
Bands.
This song is called I Need You Now. Do 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 do.
rolling down the track. If I leave here, I'm never coming back. Oh, I can't tell you all the things I want to say. I can't find you. Won't you show me the way? I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Save me. Woke up crying. Woke up crying in the dark. Can you tell me, what have you done to my heart? I know that I love you, but I'm not about to change. How can I help myself? Oh, I will never be the same. I need you now. I need change of scenery, face the placement game. I don't know what's gotten into me, what's gotten into me. Hear your voice, and it's calling, calling out my name. You keep haunting me, you're driving me insane. I can't seem to wipe the smile off my face. Hallelujah, I just fell from grace. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. On my knees, I need you now, I need you now. You have finally got the best of me, I need you now. Need, I need you, can't you see? I'm on my knees, I need you now, I need you to save me. Save me.
One would be, let's see. A song's called I Can't Wait. I don't understand what you do to me. I don't want you to stay, but every time you leave, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait to see you again. This crazy love affair is really getting to me. I'm pulling out my hair. I'm in way too deep, 'cause I can't wait. I can't wait to see you again. I looked into your eyes. I felt a shiver running up my spine.
each time you go away. You can't see the teardrops running down my face. I'm your prisoner, baby, come and set me free. But you locked the door and you threw away the key. Well, I can't wait, I can't wait to see you again. Like a moth to a flame, two hearts collided on a summer day. There's nothing left to say. How can I love you when you run away? Yeah. I looked into your eyes. I felt a shiver running up my spine each time you go away. You can't see the teardrops running down my face. Aww. I can't wait, I can't wait to see you again.
This is a newer song I wrote called Johnny Come Lately.
Johnny, come lately, tell me where have you been? I'm tired of this. I long for the country and the wide open skies. Oh, Johnny, come lately, why did you say goodbye? I went to the forest and I went to the sea. I Johnny, come baby, was nowhere to be found. Please tell him I love him if you see him around. I went to the forest and I went to the sea. I stood on the mountain where you said, marry me. But Johnny, come baby, was nowhere to be found. Please tell him I love him if you see him around. Now I'm a widow and I weep by his grave. Up in heaven someday. I went to the forest and I went to the sea. I stood on the mountain
joining us with us on the Cabaret this evening, Sandra McDougall. And every Tuesday night from 7 to 8 p.m., you can tune in live here at KGNU to hear a wide variety of local musicians here. Sandra, you're the, what are we up to, number the fifth in the Longmont Songwriter Series, capping off the season that started, what date, back in February with Fox Feather, followed by Brian Rezac, Antonio Lopez, Eric, Adrian Gonzalez, and now Sandra McDougall with us here playing your own songs, and you'll be playing Sunday at 300 Sons Brewery, 5 to 7 p.m., and then also Saturday night at Instant Imprints in Longmont as part of the Left Hand Artist Group series.
Right, right.
Got my spiel down. My name's George with you this evening. So what was your trajectory as a singer? Did you mention kind of a background in, I guess, was it musical theater or performance? Or
yes, yes.
Okay.
Musical theater and also at the church. And then I stopped singing when I got into high school. And I ended up working at Intel Corporation, and there were a bunch of engineers that were also very talented musicians. Somehow they go hand in hand. And this guy who worked in my building found out that I was a singer, so he had me come up to do these shows. We used to do the full moon in August every year, and next thing you know, I'm singing White Rabbit, you know, going from, you know, my Broadway roots to rock and roll. And then I hooked up with a few guys from that group, and I just found that I could write songs, so that was really fun. And then I did injure my back, and that kind of changed my life, but I still continued to write songs, and I learned how to play guitar. And then I met a guy back in probably 2005 who believed in my songs, and he took my songs to a whole different level. And I wouldn't even play guitar with anybody back then. So, and we started a band together called Highway 49, and I would do half of the songs and or half of the lead singing, and he wrote his own songs, and we were getting pretty popular in the area. So, but we broke up in 2009. So then I went back to doing a duet, and since I've been in Longmont, I've mostly been solo, which I don't care for playing solo as much.
You're on the spot with me as your sole visible audience member.
That's right. Well, I can see CJ.
CJ. Yeah, CJ's there,
on
too.
On the other side of the glass.
Engineer. So what, how is it? You mentioned what you had a band, like as many as 11 people?
Yes. We had 11 people at the end. A full horn section and a few backup singers, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm. And I guess if you listen to your page on Reverb Nation, some of those bigger arrangements. And you mentioned you're not a blues singer, but you do have some kind of blues elements, I think, to your voice.
Oh, thank you. I was actually a high soprano. I still have that range. But the Reverb Nation page is actually reverbnation.com/songbabe. And there is a story behind that. Back in the 90s, my son was like, Mom, you need an email account. And I'm like, why? And so he's like, I'm making one up for you. What do you want your name to be? And I'm like, I don't know, Sandra backwards. And he's like, I'll come up with something. That's lame. So he's like, you're now Song Babe. So it's kind of stuck as a nickname. So I asked someone, how long can I use it? You know, because I'm getting older. And he said, until you have your lipstick, you know, above your lip. So that's I'm the only song babe on the internet. So
there you go. You claimed it. It's yours. It's,
that's right. Yeah.
And then how many songs have you written? Do you have a rough idea?
I probably have about 40 songs that I play. Yeah. My guitar teacher used to say that you have to write a lot of dogs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why? If it sounds like it's not going anywhere, I just don't even.
Yeah. I've been a musician, like, you know, I like playing with people and, you know, doing some, you know, musical songs, but as a, you know, I had the idea of like, oh, I want to be a songwriter, but that never worked. But speaking of dogs, I went to a it was a, I used to live in Tucson, and they do this like Tucson Folk Festival every year. And I went to a kind of a guitar playing / songwriting workshop with David Wilcox. And he talked about that. He's like, you know, for me, the metaphor is kind of unloading, you know, boxes from a truck. And, you know, some of those boxes you just have to get rid of and get off the truck before you can get to the boxes in the back that have the good stuff inside of them. And that, I, that kind of approach to songwriting kind of, you know, made me feel okay about not being a great songwriter, and also that it's hard for, you know, really good songwriters to write good songs, and they have to kind of get stuff out of the way.
I think having the show tune background, because those songs are so structured, I think it just ingrained something in me of how to structure a song. But I've had people tell me my stuff is too straightforward, like people that like the Grateful Dead and the Jam, mm-hmm. you know, space jams. I, you know, I hate to say it, I fell asleep at both Grateful Dead shows I went to.
Oh.
I don't think that's good to say in Boulder County, though.
No, you know, I'm sure there are plenty of people who've fallen asleep at many a Dead show who live in the area. So yeah, that's interesting about the performance aspect. So you have that in mind when you're writing songs, like how would I structure this and perform it if it were?
No, it just seems to be natural.
Okay.
And I know one thing Andy asked Eric Adrian Gonzalez was, how do you start your songs? And usually mine come with a melody, and he was like that too. And Andy said that was unusual. And I've never been successful at using lyrics mm-hmm. and then writing a song from that. I kind of have to see how it seems like there's certain syllables that flow with a melody, you know, mm-hmm. and that can kind of drive what the song is about.
Yeah. And then I'm just recalling that the DJ this afternoon played, I don't know if you ever listened to Echo and the Bunnymen. They have a song called Bedbugs and Ballyhoo, which makes no sense at all. And you listen to the song, it's just one of those completely nonsensical lyrical songs. But I don't know, somehow it's more about the wordplay and the
right
consonants that happens with
right.
that.
You know, I think I kind of wish I could do that, because I tend to write more songs about love. It's like, and I tend to write in the first person, so I don't know what that's about. But
yeah.
I'm like, why can't I write a song about a truck?
Yeah, but you write in the first person, and that's what you do.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So once again, Sandra McDougall here with us in the KGNU studios for our weekly cabaret show. Got a few more?
Yeah, I wanted to introduce my Monsanto song. I actually have a friend who did protests in the Sacramento area, protesting Monsanto. And I wrote this song for him, although I didn't show up at a protest. I didn't want my guitar to be in jeopardy or my spine. So anyway, this is what I wrote. Hey Monsanto, hey Monsanto, padded with your GMOs. Hey Monsanto, hey Monsanto, we're here to tell you that it's time to go. You say there's better living through chemistry. OMG, you've gotta be kidding me. Hey Monsanto, hey Monsanto, padded with your GMOs. You give us cancer, you give us MRSA. Give us HN15797, Asian Orange, DDT. Now you're killing all the honeybees. Say that better living through chemistry. OMG, you gotta be kidding me. Hey Monsanto, hey Monsanto, had it with the GMOs. Had it with the GMOs. Had it with the GMOs. And this is my cultural rant called Anonymous, which will fit right into that. You gotta really pay attention to the lyrics, though. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. I can't talk to someone sitting on the bus. I don't care what you think about me. I got my six string, that's all I really need. I'd rather be in a garden with an octopus. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Help out, I wanna be anonymous. Ooh, yeah. I see
You've got your plasma TV, got it hooked up right into your IV. You're buying everything they're selling to you. Come to find out, nothing that they say is true. Miranda never made it to the place called Guantanamus. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Don't really matter anyway. With the state that the world is in today, and we're living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. I read all about your disease. Change your blood, stick it in the deep freeze. You believe everything that you see. Tell me, where'd you get your lobotomy? Did you read about the tortoise and the hippopotamus? Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Help me out, cause I wanna be anonymous. Don't really matter anyway. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. State of the world is in today. And we're living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed. I was walking down the street, I found a dirty dollar bill. The truth is hard to swallow like a bitter pill. That's another story. Billy boy is looking pretty good to me. New Orleans could use a Giuliani. Maybe not. And it don't really matter anyway. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. State that the world is. And we're living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. And we're living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. Living on borrowed time. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous. Help me out, I wanna be anonymous.
I have to say about that song, it has nothing to do with the radical group Anonymous. I wrote that before they even came on the scene, so that was from 05.
You're ahead of them.
I'm ahead of everybody. So,
keep going.
I'm going to do, there's a couple songs I'd like to do tonight in light of the recent events. This song is, what I wrote for September 11th. And it just struck me when people were walking around at the candlelight vigil with posters of their loved ones just searching. And then there was actually a line in the Wall Street Journal because they were still identifying bone fragments. And the guy said, it's hard to see September through the eyes of July. And I also used to work in emergency services, and one of the lines is, beside her was a fallen star. So that's kind of honoring all of the emergency services personnel who lost their lives. So this song is called Waiting in September.
Wish I could drift away. I will miss September breeze. It's fading to the gray. Forget what you just said to me. I don't know. If I wanna know, saw her in the dark. beside her was a fallen star. Had to look away, wipe the tears from my face. I am waiting here for you. I am waiting, I don't know what to do about it. I am waiting here for you, she said. I'm waiting here for you. Right here for you. La 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 la. Gathered there to pray as she hung her head to cry. She said, it's really strange, September through eyes of July.
And this song is called Message to the World. Seriously, it's a message to the world.
Little girl woke from the dream. An angel by her side took her hand. She showed no fear, and through his tears he said, when will the people see all they were meant to be? Why do the children cry? No one to dry their eyes. Take a message to the world. Take a message to the world. We are one, we are one, we are one. She lost her way through the years. on a dirty sidewalk alone and in despair. A homeless man, oh, with the angels I said, don't forget why you are here. The feet of his messengers are sure and swift. Everybody has a gift to give. Take a message to the world. Take a message to the world. We are one. We are one. We are one. Take a message to the world. Ah, take a message, little girl. We are one. We are one. We are one. The feet of his messengers are sure and swift. Everybody has a gift to give. Take a message to the world. Take a message to the world. We are one. We are one. We are one. Take a message to the world. Ah, oh, take a message, little girl. We are one. 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 We are one.
Tuning in, we have Sandra McDougall here with us on the Cabaret this evening. She's a part of the Longmont Songwriter Series happening at 300 Sons Brewing in Longmont up there on, they say Hover up there, right? I've been here 15 years and I still haven't figured that out.
It's Second and Main, pretty much.
No, Second and Main at 300 Sons. Okay, yep. I was looking at, I don't know what I was thinking of.
Down
by the tracks there, Second and Main. You'll be there on Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. And then that's culminating with the big concert with everybody on July 23rd from 4 to 9 p.m., including Foxfeather, Brian Rezac, Eric Adrian Gonzalez, and Antonio Lopez. How did you get plugged in to these folks when you got to Longmont?
Actually, local songwriter Denny Driscoll. I told him I was a musician and songwriter, and I think it was January, it was snowing, and he's like, hey, come on out to the parking lot, and he pulls a guitar out of his car, and I sang Angel from Montgomery, and he's, all right. And then I found out about the Left Hand Artist Group through that, and the Eplers have just been really supportive, and it's like, I was nervous going out on the music scene here. I waited a couple of months, you know, because I wasn't sure what to expect, but everybody's just amazing and open, and Jessica and Andy have gotten me a lot of gigs, which I really appreciate. So I didn't play this much in California. And it's good because, you know, with my physicality, I'm like about 5 minutes from everything, and I've just been very blessed. And so I think they're always looking for songwriters that can actually carry a full show, and mm-hmm. and I can do that. So like 300 Sons, we can only do originals there. So, and that's been challenging because I love singing covers too, but I have to dig deep into the archives. And, you know, you were talking about songs that are good that you think aren't good. I've actually played a few that were very well received, so... Yeah, I'm just very thankful. And all of the people that you mentioned are super talented, so I'm honored to be in there with them.
Yeah, I was thinking, kind of the community that, you know, when I first met Andy and Jessica when they first moved here, I forget how many, half dozen years or so or something like that, mm-hmm. and kind of what they brought in and just their energy in cultivating that scene. I guess also kind of combined with the, we'll blame, you know, craft brewing for the prolific music scene in Longmont, you know, just being able to fill in these spaces and bring in people. And And then people like, you know, Brian Rizek, who've been around, you know, for a long time and doing open mics and also popular within that scene as well. I was working a random gig at the Longmont Theater Company a few weeks back, and I'm like, oh, what time am I going to be done here? Because I noticed, you know, some people I knew were playing across the street and here and there. And of course, you know, striking always takes longer than you think. So I didn't make it to see them, but it's just kind of, again, like, oh, I can throw a stone.
Exactly.
You know, and hit a building. And I, you know, I know there's somebody playing music right there that I've, you know, probably had here in the studio or have seen around a lot. So that's kind of a neat thing that's been cultivated there.
And, you know, in California, I'd be playing, you know, 45 minutes from home, half hour from home. And I'd have maybe one or two people come out. And we would start about 9 o'clock, 9:30. So it was hard. But around here, a lot of the shows are starting, if they're not in the afternoon, on the weekends, they're starting at 5 o'clock. And I have to really say thank you to all the people who come to our shows, because it's a lot of it's the usual suspects in the Left Hand Artist Group, and we have a great fan base. So I'm beside myself with gratitude for this music scene. And I haven't tapped into Boulder yet, so I appreciate the opportunity to come to Boulder.
Yeah, it's great to have you here as well.
Thank you.
And then once again, where can people find out more about your music, you and your music? So there's the Reverb Nation page.
Yeah, reverbnation.com/songbabe. I'm probably going to have to reach out for crowdfunding, and I need to hire someone to do, you know, all the nitty gritty stuff.
Right, so you need a manager, booker, or promoters out there.
That's right.
Contact Sandra McDougall. And then once again, to recap, you'll be at 300 Sons Sunday afternoon, 5 to 7 p.m.
Yep.
And then also at Instant Imprints Saturday.
Saturday, Dueling Ukes and Native Station are playing. And there's a $10 suggested donation. And we have beer and wine and food and art, music. It's just great people.
Great. So, Sandra, thanks so much. Can you play us out with one more tune?
Let me see. All right. Here's one of my newer songs. And take a walk in the moonlight. Stars are shining bright. Let's take a walk in the moonlight. I want you by my side. I love the way that you hold me, baby. Squeeze me tight. I love the way that you hold me, sugar. Under the moonlight. Take a walk in the moonlight. Let's take a walk in the moonlight. Let's take a walk in the moonlight. Walk under the moonlight. Something's bugging you, baby, now. I can see the signs. Something's bugging you, baby, now. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me all of your troubles, darling, and I'll tell you mine. Tell me all of your troubles, sugar, under the moonlight. I didn't know if you'd need me. I didn't know. Let's take a walk in the moonlight. Walk in the moonlight. Let's take a walk in the moonlight. Walk under the moonlight. What you do to me, baby? Oh, make me smile. Oh, driving me crazy.
walk in the moonlight. Let's take a walk in the moonlight now. Stars are shining bright. I love the way that you hold me, baby, under the moonlight. Let's take a walk in the moonlight. Watch under the moonlight. And that was Cabaret, and it is now 8 o'clock straight up. You're listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and it is time for Corriente.
Jerry, mi bijuatna no. Mamojina, arumaxin, tijomasin, duchungwa. Michu sana na ano. Tik pari. Jikuruma. Ajari mi bichu sana na ano. Ajari. Nzasari zoikwa. Mi kanauna. Atira boba. Jebu jetsiko. Jibu. Saikuruma makuruma. Ajari mi bianuwe. Na 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 no. Iguan di ajari mam sejina kibu dukabi abarun aukwa zanang. La Sierra Nevada de Santa Marta es el corazón de la tierra que palpita por la armonía de nuestra madre naturaleza y nuestro padre el sol. Los mamus, guardianes de las leyes naturales, invocamos el respeto de toda la humanidad al corazón sagrado de la tierra. Seinekan.